You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Of it, because maybe going back to training camp, he's unimpressed or not really down with his practice regimen or routine or energy level. I don't know.
He doesn't trust him, that's for sure.
Right.
I think that's what
and
it
I
boils
think,
down
and
to
And I think
in
if he
word.
Practiced better, at least under Rodgers' umbrella of what a quality practice is from a wide receiver, I think he would be playing more.
Maybe,
than he is.
But it is sort of like a... It's like a catch-22, because Tomlin talked about, in other regards, like just players earning trust and everything. Well, on the same subject, you know, he mentions those guys have been in these battles, those guys have been in these situations, and it's like, well, you can't earn the sort of the experience in those situations
yeah.
if you're not on the field. How's Roman Wilson ever supposed to become like a trustworthy player if he doesn't
right.
even get the chances?
Can I go through the history of Steelers wide receivers here? And I get it. This is not like the barometer of what a good franchise is or what a successful franchise is. But hear me out on this. Can you think of, between today, present time, and when Emmanuel Sanders left for Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Of the wide receivers that have come through here, has
yes.
one guy other than Sanders left on what I would say were good terms? Like a guy that didn't see his stock or relationship with the organization plummet. Antonio Brown, all-time great player, had burned every single bridge in Pittsburgh when he left here. You've got, Martavis Bryant.
Didn't
Martavis
go well.
Bryant, all-time talent. Who could not do it consistently enough on the field. In all time, what could have been guy.
Well, you're talking about Bryant couldn't do it consistently enough on the field. He couldn't get on the field.
Correct. Juju Smith-Schuster wore out his welcome, started dancing on logos.
Did you say Mike Wallace yet?
Mike Wallace, I think, was he?
He was the same draft class as Sanders, I thought.
No, he wasn't. He was before.
Was he? Oh, he was 1 year before because
yeah.
Sanders came in 10.
Sanders was here after Wallace was
Yeah, you're right. Board. You're right.
Martavis, no. Juju, no. James Washington just fizzled out completely. Deontay Johnson got a second contract, ended super poorly here. Is that George Pickens? Hello, how could I forget that guy? And now, I'm not saying it's because of like bad behavior, but we're traveling down the same road with Roman Wilson. Where these guys have either been bad picks, busts, or their relationship has eroded to the point where the team just wants to sever ties because it's turned almost toxic. between the Steelers and that player?
I think there's a lot going on here. I think one is, and you'll be shocked that this is where I start at, having a great quarterback like Roethlisberger helps keep those relationships good, especially with good players. It probably elevates other players who like would be okay otherwise, but maybe are good to very good because they have a really good quarterback. By the way, didn't Sanders go to Denver and immediately say Peyton was the best leader he'd ever been around?
He did do something
that kind of got back
here.
Let me build up Manning and I'll do that by tearing down Ben. So there wasn't even...
He did.
Yeah, there wasn't even like a clean break there necessarily. But I think having Ben helped in the first place, and then I think you are seeing with so many of these other stories that end ugly or never get off the launch pad, even though they spend like a pretty high pick on a guy first three rounds.
Right.
You're seeing the bad outcome of a head coach's philosophy that is very risk averse and very backwards in terms of its approach to offense. I know Pickens, after he gets a big puff piece written about him, then reverts back to form for a night for Dallas. But, like, look at how he looked unleashed in a real offense here. Or there, I should say.
Yeah.
And, like, you look at a Claypool, he just probably a bad eval.
Oh, I forgot to even throw him in there. Well, that's another good one.
He's a bad eval, too, because he was on sort of the straight and narrow when Ben was here, and they thought he was also, like, this super high-character guy.
And he started kicking people's heads in parking lots.
Yeah, he turned out not to be. He turned out to be, like, a petulant, prima donna, like, immature kid. But, like... You know, so many of these other situations, I think, are just, like, for example, with Roman Wilson, I'll humor me. I don't know if he would be getting huge run, but if he was, like, on the Rams right now, or he was in the McVay system, where there's, like, hey, this is your role, this is what we need you to learn, maybe he still gets hurt the first year. Are we positive he just never works his way into the lineup? They probably find a way to make use of him. He's with a team that has a good concept. If he's on the Niners somehow... He's probably terrorizing people from the slot. If he's on the Dolphins, is he really... Because if you're signing to me heavily, right, and you're kind of like doubting this guy, is he even legit?
The reason why
then it's a horrible eval if it's not your system.
The reason why I say that is because, like, I've got Sky Moore in my head. Sky Moore got drafted by the Chiefs and stunk there. It was a second-round pick. You know, so like even those organizations where you're like, oh, wide receivers are going to go there and flourish, it doesn't always happen. He's a really small guy. 5'10", 185, I don't think does it justice. I think that's like your high school football or high school basketball program. That's inflating numbers.
You're saying he's probably more like 5'8".
And a 175.
Not a big guy.
And
is he bigger than Calvin Austin?
He got hurt year. Yeah, he is. He got hurt, which goes to show you how small he is. Got hurt year one. And now Mike... when we get to the most crucial time of the year, is saying, yeah, I'm going to bench on my own. This is not an injury. I'm going to bench a second-year, third-round wide receiver because journeyman Scotty Miller is a better backup punt returner.
That felt like him burying Roman Wilson under the jail or under the doghouse. I heard that because I was listening to my car on the way in. I legitimately heard that and gasped.
I'd rather have this guy with no future just because he's a better insurance policy in case one of our punt returners get hurt.
As explanations go, that makes the dog ate my homework look plausible and reasonable.
And you know what it does to me? It does crystallize if this season goes the way that a lot of Steelers fans still think it will. And that's with an 8 or 9 win season, a quick playoff exit, and a lot of unanswered questions and frustrations and anger and everything else that comes with another underachieving Steelers campaign. A lot of us are going to point to, me included, the lack of talent they had at wide receiver, how they intended, once George Pickens was traded, to backfill that and in the aggregate try to replace his production. And Roman Wilson was at the top of the list. And then, as like, I think, something that you can use as a cautionary tale, as far as don't allow for middle or late round picks dissuade you from trying to win this year. They didn't trade for Jacoby Myers because they wanted to hoard their day three picks. Well, why would you have such a love affair with these mid to late round picks When you've got Roman Wilson, you can't get on the field.
If once you actually pick them, you hate them.
You've got Caleb Johnson, who, unless you're like backed up at your own end zone, inside your own 5-yard line, doesn't play.
I forgot he was on the team a couple days ago. Somebody like tweeted about him, and I went, I actually just like had that whole, oh yeah, he still plays for
them. Kendrick Green
was
a third round pick. DeMarvin Leal. Like, I don't get it. I'm watching Jacoby Myers on Sunday catch another touchdown pass from Trevor Lawrence before Daniel Jones got hurt when it was a 7-7 game.
He's got three touchdowns for them.
He's got three, and they're talking about on the broadcast, Trevor Lawrence said something like, we'd be up you-know-what creek without this guy. He's been massive to my development as a quarterback.
I was diving into Nate Tice, Mike Tice's kid. He does like a big more X's and O's and analytics football podcast, but they do like break down like, you know, players and actual like film. He's basically like, Jacoby Myers has made Trevor Lawrence good again. Like, that is the thesis, that he does like the basic stuff so well. He just plays wide receiver at a very professional level, that he's allowing a former number one overall pick to actually look like he's supposed to look, and that he's freed up Brian Thomas to look better than he has.
And we didn't want to trade day three picks for a guy like that. The Steelers had confidence that Roman Wilson was going to figure it out. Now we can't get on the field over Scotty effing Miller.
Pony, here's the other problem. Then you actually look at some of the other day three picks or late day two picks for other teams, and they are good because those teams figure out how to use them correctly. Now I'm looking up Brian Thomas. And
he's had a bad year.
I know, but his numbers, I would say have slightly upticked a little bit since Jacoby Myers got there.
Donnie, what's your take on what's happening with Roman Wilson in the Steelers wide receiver position?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's never gonna come around. I mean, it's going to be like once the contract is up, he's done. He'll go somewhere else. They'll rinse and repeat, which is disappointing, a guy who's only in his second year. But then, yeah, I saw the same tweet about Jacoby Myers last night that rattled off everything he was doing. I was very tempted to send it to our buddy Mark Cabali because he was so against the Steelers using any sort of draft capital move like that.
I'm not going to rip Mark for this, but he came on the air with us before the season started and said they watched Roman Wilson in the preseason and they were like in love with him.
You know who else they were in love with, apparently? Caleb Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Caleb Johnson, you could feel the breeze when he ran by you in training camp.
We say a lot of nice things about Alex Cazorra's work at Steelers Depot and how hard he works on the tape
you
and everything
feel
else.
It.
Alex did have a bit of one he'd like back, Donnie. He threw it into triple coverage when he said you could feel the breeze, the whoosh that he made when he hit the hole. What's the sound he makes when he doesn't get off the bench?
I mean, this is a different regime now. This is Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin and Andy Weidel. What does it say about their talent evaluation of guys still?
Well, do you think it's
when a third round pick, a guy picked 84th overall, can't get a helmet over old fogies?
Do you
and
think
a journeyman
it's talent eval?
Putt returner?
Is it more chicken and the egg here? Is it more talent eval, or is it their philosophy and their unwillingness to put any trust in these guys? Is Wilson really practicing that badly, or is he just not practicing the way a very particular quarterback wants
him to?
You know,
I think it's a lot of that, but you know what it feels like? We've got Tomlin clips on what he said about Thielen and MVS. It smells a little bit or stinks to me a little bit of Mike Sullivan at the end. Mike Sullivan wouldn't play Ben Kindle right now. Ben Kindle would be in junior. You know, you needed somebody with a fresh set of eyes and a fresh mindset to like lean on and trust the young players again. Mike wants all guys that are like, he's probably kicking himself that he didn't bring Phillip Rivers in here. He wants all old heads. He wants guys that are closer to him than in his 20s. So it's super frustrating and annoying because we get gaslit on these wide receivers that they have, these internal options. Oh, they don't need to go out. It's actually a blessing in disguise that they didn't give up picks for Jacoby Myers or somebody like that, because they would stunt the growth and development of Roman Wilson. Steelers media, you know, they're propagandists sometimes. They actually came on the air, these airwaves, and said those things. Well, why would you want Jacoby Myers when they're going to block the development of Roman Wilson? Now you got guys that are almost 40 that are doing that. And we're not dressing a dude because we need a plan B as a punt returner. Roman Wilson can't return punts, evidently. Can't even trust him to do that?
Scotty Miller's just so trustworthy about going back, waving his hand above his head, and catching the ball.
Maybe this just upsets me.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey. Veteran guys, been there, done that guys. As I mentioned, as the road gets narrow in December, it's good to have those guys in the fold, guys that have experience in rising up in those moments. And certainly statistics might not bear it out, but I thought they were an asset to us, and it's reasonable to expect that to improve and increase as we continue.
This wasn't supposed to be the plan. Mike Tomlin talks all the time about that all important second lap around the track. There's a Tomlin throwback, Tomlinism. Guys in their second year, that's where he expects the biggest jump and the biggest growth to happen. And instead of playing Roman Wilson, he is extolling the virtues of having octogenarian-aged wide receivers in football years. Adam Thielen and MVS out there giving you that vet savvy.
I do think a lot of it's Rodgers, though, telling him, I want these guys out there, and Tomlin ceding to his demands. I do think that in both cases, but probably Thielen most of all, that the quarterback wants these guys out there and says, Trust me, I can do more with them than I can with
Roman
Wilson.
You know what, though? I don't know if this is the connotation you're going for with that, but I do, given how long he's played and his success, if Aaron Rodgers goes to them and just says, hey, Roman Wilson ain't it, I do think he's a pretty good talent evaluator.
Well, I think I think at the very least, if he just says, I can't win with this guy on the field, they would honor that wish.
To me, that's a Roman Wilson problem and not an Aaron Rodgers problem.
I don't think Roman Wilson helped himself at the end of a blowout trying to hurdle a player.
No.
And fumbling the ball away. I think that was a watershed moment for him.
Dude, think about both of those third round picks and the follies they've had.
I know.
And how they haven't been able to get out of the doghouse. And Tomlin admitted, he said, he goes, I don't know when it's going to end. Some guys never get out of it.
I'm surprised that Tomlin hasn't said, you know, Roman was hurt basically, and he's essentially a rookie, and just they aren't just calling this his rookie year. So, yes, in year three, we'll find out whether Roman Wilson can actually play in the NFL.
Here is Matt on the fan. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate you being the voice of reason on the show with this whole Tomlinism. Pony, how have you become such a flip-flopper when last week you're beating the drum, calling for Tomlin's head, now you're going to be happy if he just wins the playoff game? What happened to you?
Because that's been my standard the whole time. If they win a playoff game, that's an acceptable season outcome for me. I never wavered on that.
It's been 10 years, Pony.
Yes, and if they win a playoff game, that drought ends after 10 years. Correct.
It's one playoff game. Mahler, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It has to be at least two playoff games, get us to the AFC Championship. But like that old caller said about a half an hour ago, it's all hypothetical.
Yeah,
you know
your
what?
Phone's breaking up
you know
here.
What? Thank you, Matt, for calling in to support my side of it. But I just think it's like an inside job here. I think people knew, somebody at the station knew Matt was going to call in to vociferously support my point, and so they made his phone connection sound like that. I think people don't want Donnie the truth to be out there. They don't want to hear the hard truth.
I just don't know where people get off saying if they beat the Bills in the first round of the playoffs, the coach still needs to be served his walking papers. That'll be a massive triumph, in my opinion.
I just think it's if you ever make a pro and con list to make a decision in life. You know, you say like, well, if I do this, then it's this.
Right.
Here are the good and bad.
Yes.
It's a lot of con, and like it would be, okay, they won they staggered in at 9-8, won a division in an off year for the division for a variety of reasons, and they pulled a playoff stunner. That's still like a lot in the con list and not a lot in the pro list. That's how I would look at that.
But I honestly don't look at, just because your division didn't have a very high bar, I don't think you should be penalized for winning it. If all it took was 9 wins and you go 7-10, all right, that's grounds for termination. But you did what was required to win your division and host a playoff game.
If 9-8 wins the division and they go 8-9, though, you would want them fired. And they don't win the division, right?
Like, if they go 8-9 and win the division?
Yeah. No. If they don't win the division, they go 8-9 and 9-8 ends up winning it. Somehow the Ravens stagger back in.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's just such a small difference in like one game.
What do you mean? Yes, of course. That's the difference in careers for guys, coaches, players, one game.
I know. That's why I'm saying for a guy who's coached this many and had, in what we're currently discussing, this long of a drought of any postseason success, I'm surprised that one postseason win you would say, like, all right, I got my little sip of water,
Chris,
in the desert here. I'm ready to start walking again.
It doesn't give him a lifetime contract for me, although it probably would for Art. It would be a step in the right direction. It would be a reversal on, we wouldn't be able to say, well, it's the same old Steelers. We know what we're going to get from them every year, because they would have flipped it.
I would still, if he's in charge and he's got the same kind of lieutenants running the show, which he would, I would say we do have a pretty good idea of what we're going to get from them.
But I would have a higher opinion of those people if they won a playoff game against Josh Allen, for example, in January. I just would.
I mean, it would be like a slight uptick for me because I can't just say it stays static, but it would not outweigh all of the stuff they've forced me to watch over the last couple of years that has frustrated me. What? It's aggravated the stew out of me.
No, I don't. It doesn't outweigh those things, but it's if they've got if he's like one. What's the name of that guy from The Price is Right who was the yodeler? You know the guy I'm talking
the mountain
about?
Climber, like the mountain climber.
The mountain climber?
Bill.
If he's one step away from falling off, if they beat the Bills in a playoff game, he gets two steps further away from falling off. Like
he goes back down the mountain.
Yeah, because now he's not in imminent danger of dying. That's how I look at Mike Tomlin here. Like, he wouldn't start fresh. Like, okay,
the problem
this washes away all his sins,
but
it would wash away some.
There's a problem with that. The problem is, you and I have operated under the auspices that in, yes, unfortunately, the real world, he's one step away from the top of the mountain and falling off. But in our mountain, our game, he fell off a long time ago.
Correct.
So he can't just have one win, go two steps back. He's got both legs broken.
Here's App on the fan. Hello, App.
Hey, guys. Enjoying the conversation.
Thank you.
I want to talk about Roman Wilson
and
the incompetency of personnel usage. I don't understand why Roman Wilson isn't out there. In the small
dose that we've seen, I thought he's looked better than everybody other than maybe DK. But I also don't understand why we're constantly running 300-pound tight ends out there in third and long, and Rodgers is running around for his life because he can't find anybody open. Well, they're 300-pound tight ends. They're not going to outrun corners and safeties.
I'll let you guys. Yeah, thanks. I mean, we could have kept you on and debated this more if you wanted to. I don't see where is the evidence that Roman Wilson is like in need of being unleashed, where he's like getting a very smidgen of opportunity making the most of it.
What, he had a garbage time touchdown late against the Chargers, right?
Yep.
Yeah, catches a little quick seam ball. You know, it was funny too, because like Rodgers got asked about that. I want to say on that subsequent Wednesday, because I think people were almost trying to be like, hey, is this finally the breakout? And he was just very like, oh yeah, he caught the ball.
Yeah, he rolled his eyes at it.
He was very sort of dismissive of it.
I mean, Austin's
which he probably should have been, because it was garbage time play.
I mean, Austin's had peaks and valleys this year. He dropped two balls that turned into interceptions. One was super costly against
Seattle.
Yeah,
but he clearly has, I'll go back to the word I started this with, Pony. He clearly has Rodgers' trust.
Yeah.
It's obvious, because he threw a third and five ball to him that was like basically you get it or you don't.
But the problem is he's just miscast. He's a guy that is supposed to be a part of a wide receiver rotation.
Calvin Austin was your slot receiver and you had, because DK Metcalf would be your X receiver because he's a big dude, and you have somebody else who's the classic number two, then Austin would be a lethal guy to put in the slot.
I don't think of him as lethal like you do, but I think he'd be fine.
You could be running go balls up the slot with him, up the seam, and put other teams in very bad matchups because of how fast he is.
Here is Deshaun. Hello, Deshaun.
Hey, I have to agree with Pony on the Mike Tomlin season. I feel like what everybody's forgetting is we can't act like how hard it is to get into a deep playoff run. You guys acting like, or Chris is acting like, you could just snap your fingers and you're at an AFC championship game. I feel like we still got to give him credit, even if he does win one playoff game. It's hard to make a deep run. And I feel like as a fan, that's all we want. We're not asking for Super Bowls necessarily. I mean, we want Super Bowls, but
Deshaun, I got a question for you. Like, I would give him some credit. If he beats Josh Allen, I'd say that's like the best win he's had.
You wouldn't give him credit. You said you'd fire him if he lost the next week. Giving him any credit at all.
Mike, great win, but like, see you later. Deshaun, do you watch the Steelers week to week and get frustrated generally by what you see?
How could he not? Of course he does.
So that's like the whole thrust of my argument here. I used to defend Mike probably more than anybody on the station for a pretty long time. I've become so frustrated and so accustomed to watching a certain style of football that feels very out of touch with the modern NFL that it would take more than a playoff win in a pretty random wide open AFC this year for me to put those feelings aside and say, you know what, let's all group hug again. We're going to keep going down this road.
I think you're putting words in my mouth. I'm not saying that Mike Tomlin's going to go from outhouse to penthouse for me, but I just would not fire him if he wins a playoff game.
I do. Like, I get what Deshaun is saying there and what other people like Leslie in the chat have said, that it is hard to win playoff games in the NFL. But my problem here is the Steelers have made it look impossible. And if they get one, I'm not even going to meet you halfway and say, well, just turn back the clock a couple of steps. I'm just going to be resolute in my purpose.
I'm actually more on your side than their side on that. It's not that hard. A third of the league does it every year. One third of the league does it every
year. There's a very small list of teams that have gone longer without winning one than the Steelers. That should kind of
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website,
sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tell you how bad that
4:30 means it's time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. It's the Donnie Football Debrief at 4:30. Time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. The Donnie Debrief is sponsored by Soloni's, Italian bread company, over 100 years of baking experience. Big Don?
The Debrief, December 9, 2025. Coming into today, I did want to talk about Phillip Rivers. We already kind of filled that void earlier in the show. But did either of you give any amount of time to the Monsters, Inc. alternate broadcast last night of Monday Night Football?
No. And I wanted to. Like, I really thought I could make the sales pitch to Amanda.
Well, doesn't
to have Stella stay up and watch it. Because
she
had seen the previews for it. But here's the thing right now. She is turned into, like, debate club champion. Where when we try to put her down for bed, it's a huge process because she starts to come up with things that need done in order for her to sleep.
You know, Ace does that
now
in
the trade she makes.
Yeah, Ace does that in the big boy bed too, man.
I mean, so if I let her stay up till, I don't know, 8:30 or 9, she wouldn't have fallen asleep until 10:30 if I did that. Like, it's a huge process now. She needs water, then she needs milk, then she needs Pedialyte, then she needs ice because she hurt her hand. And then the blankets aren't organized the right way. And every blanket needs to be laid down individually. But wait, you did it out of order, or this one's not right.
What ends up finally getting her to relent and
give in? I think she just tires herself out.
So really, you're not so much fulfilling demands as you are just going through a step-by-step checklist.
I need another book. I don't want this stuffy in my bed. Yeah. I don't want this stuffy in my bed. Okay, now I want this one. Now I don't want this one. And it's
I've had good luck with Ace doing the daddy's going to stay in here for 5 minutes. We'll relax in your big boy bed. You don't have to go to sleep yet. His problem is he keeps taking dumps in the middle of the night, dude, because
well,
he's so relaxed.
That's another one of her tricks. She'll look Amanda right in the eye and say, I'm taking a crap right now.
Because, in those words.
Because that's another way for her to buy time and know that like that needs to get changed. Before she goes to sleep.
That's like an aggressive move from the animal kingdom. Like, I feel threatened by bedtime. I'm taking a
Correct.
Dump.
Yeah.
Ace does it in his sleep and is so tired that we've successfully now changed his diaper twice, like a NASCAR pit crew without him waking up.
And we pull out all the stops. The elf on a shelf is going to leave and tell Santa bad things about you. You're going to be on the naughty list. We're going to call Santa. You're not going to get a sticker. You're not going to get a big girl bed. We're going to take away your Halloween candy. We're going to get rid of your toys. We go to every well imaginable
here. The problem is
do those work?
The problem is
eventually.
It's like he's doing this in the preseason, Donnie. They're opening up way too much of the playbook. She's going to know everything they've got. They're showing everything.
Yeah.
Remember when Tomlin said he didn't want to put 2-point plays on tape?
I'm venting.
They put the whole playbook out.
I'm venting right now. This was an innocuous question about Monsters, Inc., and it turned into like my...
Does she likes Sully and Mike right now? She likes the movies,
Oh, big
right?
time.
Yeah, so yeah. Both my boys have at various times liked the movies. They're on right now a big Bluey kick again, especially Ace, and he likes Peppa Pig, which do not let her watch Peppa Pig.
Amanda's heard the same thing.
Well, here's why. It's because it's annoying. And the show has no redeeming value to me. I don't think it's like actively bad, but they'll start talking in British slang. Oh. Lennox would do this. Dad, I hurt myself. I need a plaster. I'm like, what's that? A Band-Aid, by the way.
I didn't know they called it that.
Well, they have all this stupid British like terminology, and both boys will start affecting a British accent and asking for those things.
She called Grover a disgrace today.
Why?
Because I was trying to...
A disgrace?
Her whole thing is she needs Paw Patrol every day. And I'm like, it's fine, but we got to work. So it's like working vegetables in. We got to get
some good
educational
Sesame
programming
sure.
in there.
I think that's smart.
So I'll put on a Sesame Street, and it's just there's usually like 2 minutes of complaining, then she'll settle in.
Yeah.
But we popped it on today, and that was her take on Grover. I'm like, Grover's not bad. Why don't you like
Grover's
Grover?
Cool, man.
And she said, he's a disgrace.
What does she think of Oscar the Grouch? Living in squalor.
Yeah.
I did not watch a second of it, Donnie. It seemed, this is going to sound very like miserable old man, and I promise you I'm not like this. Whenever I've turned anything like this on in the past, I understand it's targeting children. I shouldn't, you know, want to
like
watch
the Nickelodeon
it.
Playoff game yeah. every year.
I am so filled with like disgust. I'm just like, why? Who needs this? I know they send the heavy hitters, like Mina Kimes, I think, does the broadcast, and like some of their other bigger names for those Nickelodeon ones, but I just always find myself going, who's asking for this?
I've done a total 180 on this stuff. Anything that allows for me
to watch it
to
her.
Watch more sports without getting like the eyes rolled or really we have to watch this game too is a win. And if that means I have to watch Monsters play football and Sully pick off Jalen Hurts four times, so
wait a
be
minute.
It.
Is the whole thing that they put the game on, but then they do the monster animation, or is it just the monsters running around?
No, it's
so they have like a little like animation of the players, but I mean, they're always like a player or two behind.
Okay,
because then they will get either Sully or Wazowski involved. Like they will be the guy that gets the football.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, like
right
I have
now.
A play from last night here.
Hurts under center, fakes the handoff to Barkley, looking for Wazowski. He's got him. A downfield hit, Hurts to Wazowski, 26 yards.
Yeah.
It's Drew Carter, who I met doing minor league baseball.
I'm glad that like some people like that are getting a chance to like kind of show their stuff and do their thing in another arena and format. But how does Drew say, there's Hurts, he's looking for Wazowski? How does he say it without laughing?
So he also did the Simpsons one last year, if you remember that
okay.
one.
Uh-huh.
And I texted him after that, and he
gets
said,
back to you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good job.
Yeah, I mean,
him.
Normally like the next morning, because I mean, he's doing the game and whatever
sure.
nonsense after, but.
Is he aware of where your career has gone? That you're a big shot here?
Yeah, like we've gone back and forth a couple of times over the last few years, but he said he has a blast doing those. A blast.
I think college me would have loved to have gotten super duper stoned and watched like the Simpsons or Monsters, Inc. football game. You know?
There's Hurts dropping back looking for Ned Flanders. There's Ralph Wiggum. He's open.
Yeah.
Well, I caught a pass.
I mean, that win, it pretty much by the Chargers drove a stake through the heart of the Chiefs,
yeah,
right?
That's it. That's pretty much it. So the Chargers still, and also the Chargers, because wasn't one of the arguments, hey, they've got such a hard schedule, but
they
if
do.
You beat the but if you beat the Eagles, you kind of dispelled the notion that you're incapable of winning these other games. You know what I mean?
The Chiefs play the Chargers on Sunday. I'm pretty sure there might be scenarios where if the Chargers win the game, they can actually eliminate the
Boy,
Chiefs
Kansas
officially.
City's 6-7.
There
right?
is a way that the Chiefs could be mathematically eliminated.
Oh my God. Could you imagine 3 weeks of NFL football and they're completely out of it?
Did you guys notice how much Collinsworth during that game seemed to almost be rooting for the Chiefs over the Texans? I think a little bit was he was incredulous that he couldn't believe a team was actually just taking it to them and they didn't have an answer for it.
Yeah.
He also sounded like down in the dumps though.
It was funny. There was one point where Stroud just like threw a pretty like run of the mill like pass for a first down, and then the next thing is there he is,
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
So this could be, and Pro Football Talk put this out there. If the Chiefs lose to the Chargers,
yep.
The Bills beat the Patriots. The Jags beat the Jets. The Texans beat the Cardinals. That means the Chiefs will be officially eliminated because all of those teams
would either have 10 wins guaranteed or the tiebreak directly over them.
Most of them have the individual tiebreaker.
Wow.
I don't think the Chargers are going to beat the Chiefs because for Kansas City, to use a wrestling term, it is a loser Leafs town match for them. Or it's a retirement match for them, I guess. But I think there will be at least one and probably two NFL weeks played this year where the Chiefs have nothing to play for.
My take on it is you thought that the Steelers might have benefited from some officiating versus the Ravens.
You think they're going to have Nick Patrick?
My God.
You think they're going to have bad ref Nick Patrick put on the stripes?
Replay assist is going to be calling down nonstop in that game because they got to play that Christmas night game against the Broncos. They don't want the Chiefs to go into that game as a
ball hits Travis Kelce's hands in end zone ruled as a catch.
Those Christmas games have not aged very well.
No.
Chargers receivers and ball carriers will have to show complete control of the football and take 12 steps for it to be considered a catch.
And to go back to where this conversation started with me having to be the master negotiator with my wife and daughter, that's going to be a tough sell for me on Christmas if I'm like, hey, I need to watch Chiefs-Broncos when Denver's already clinched and the Chiefs are like 6-9.
Hey, one more question, by the way, on that front of you as a master negotiator. I understand that much of Stella's early upbringing here, on your end of it, is you trying to lay the groundwork that she wants to watch sports with dad.
Yep.
But what happens if, despite your best efforts, she's a kid, she's an independent human being who will make her own decisions. When she hits 7 or 8, she wants to do the stuff Amanda wants to do, and you're starting to get outflanked here, man.
That's what phones and tablets are for, I guess. I don't know. I can't just completely turn those things off. I'm just going to have to have it on while they're watching whatever.
Well, I think this is where you've really got to get Stella on your side here, because then the table's just, man, you want to talk about the power balance completely shifting. If she's going, Mommy, we've got to watch AFC West football, can you imagine what a win that will be for you someday? Mommy, it's the Chargers and the Broncos. It's Bo Nix. We have to watch.
She's making that big push to watch Cowboys Commanders at 1 p.m.
Can you imagine if Stella became such a sports and NFL sicko that she's like sitting there one day going, but Mom, it's Raiders Colts. We have to watch.
Well, her
Philip Rivers is playing in his 38th year.
Her aunt called.
Philip Rivers is throwing to his son.
Her aunt called before the Bills-Steelers game and said, let's go, Buffalo, on FaceTime, and Stella said, you're an idiot, to her.
Oh, jeez, dude. Where's she picking up you're an idiot, though? From you?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.